You're listening to The Art of Daily Practice, and this session is all about the question, what should I practice next? Learning an instrument, singing, composing melodies, writing lyrics, you could spend your entire life focusing on just one of these areas, and still go to your grave with a lot left to learn. Many singer-songwriters pen their own lyrics, compose their own melodies, perform their own songs live, accompany their own singing with an instrument like piano, guitar, ukulele, banjo, whatever it may be. And some even take responsibility also for designing their own home studios and recording their own music in-house. Now that's a huge amount of work to take on, and becoming truly proficient in all of those areas could take decades. So many are jacks of all trades, as opposed to being specialists. As a songwriter, it's easy to sometimes feel overwhelmed, right? We're pulled in many different directions at once, and that can make it hard to focus on any one thing. So, faced with conflicting demands from all sides, some of us freeze up and act on none of them. Fortunately, I believe that a little bit of thought and planning can really help you beat a path to exactly which skills you need and what results you want in each area. So in this session, I'm going to ask you to spend a little time thinking about what your areas of focus will be as you study songwriting in the immediate future. Even if you want to eventually be a master of all areas, which ones are most interesting to you right now? What's your priority? So, a word about songwriting. Songwriting, as a word, is a very broad umbrella term. It's a word that encompasses a wide variety of skills and different styles. Different songwriters have different backgrounds, different skill sets, and different tastes. Some songwriters are spectacular singers, while others are dedicated poets who sing pretty plainly. Some play an instrument masterfully, while others play just well enough to be able to compose. Some perform their own songs live to cheering audiences, and others prefer to mostly write their songs in quiet rooms and let others go out to perform the finished work. These different backgrounds are part of what makes for the rich variety that we find in music throughout the world and over time. There are many, many different ways for you to give your listeners chills. So, in the worksheet for this session, you're going to explore your own tastes and your own desired specialties as a songwriter. When you're faced with hard choices about how to spend your limited practice time, it helps to have some sense of who you are as a songwriter and who you want to be eventually as a songwriter, and which skills are most important to you. So, most of the work of this session is in that worksheet. I encourage you to go check that out and spend some time thinking about it. It could be worth spending a few hours on even. That does it for this session. Thanks for listening.